This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yesterday, here in Baltic, South Dakota, and some of it's still on top of our tent. And the wind just picked up a little bit and decided to have a little, impromptu rain shower. So how about that? Hi, everybody. Scott Hennon live in beautiful Baltic, South Dakota for Ag PhD Field Day that continues until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So still plenty of time to come on by and see us. In fact, coming up here at 10:30, sort of the official open. They've been going since 7 this morning, but official open with the national anthem, and then the Vanguard Squadron Aerial Show is going to happen. Woo! Can hardly wait for that. That'll be live on What's On Your Mind while you're checking the show out. We have some folks here stop by to say hi that are regular listeners, which we appreciate. Here's some folks from Cyrus, Minnesota that listen to us on AM 1100 The Flag, wherever you're listening. Just had a gentleman come up and said he lives in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois, but he has relatives out here, came out for this and listened to K-Fire. Said he goes back between 550 and 570. He doesn't have to move too far on the dial, Todd, but I told him, keep it at 550. Rip the knob off. So he's up for that task now as well. We're going to meet some more folks from the Ag PhD Field Day here. We have the Hefty Naturals folks coming in, our fine sponsor. Want to talk a little weather today for you as well. We're going to do that in a moment with Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist today. Let me get to a couple of texts that have come in. Scott, I wish this younger generation, who aren't sure if they are a man or a woman, or what a recession is, and are busy changing the meaning of words. I wish they were around when I was selling cars years ago. Heck, I could have sold them a Chevette and told them that it was a Corvette, and they probably would have believed me. Oh, do we love our listeners or what? Texter says the Fed rate was between 3.5 and 5% in the 90s, far higher than today, and it was even higher in the 80s. It was kept at virtually zero for far too long due to Keynesian idiocy in the Obama years that created an artificial market that could not be sustained. It should never have dropped below 2%. Somebody else like Jim the Flagpole guy's line about looking in your pants, and that's science. Todd, are you still chuckling over that one?
Yeah,
I think you will. Todd, the radio god man on the controls back at the mothership, voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire Course, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO out there in Tioga. Might not quite make it if you're coming from Stanley, Watford City, Williston, Tioga area today, but listeners of ours, eastern North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, come on over to Field Day. It goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Dean Wysocki is our What's On Your Mind chief meteorologist here to talk a little bit about something that is taking weather forecasting by storm.
Yes.
It is the LESAC recurring cycle. What is a recurring cycle?
Well, LESAC recurring cycle, the LRC, every October, right around between October 4th and 6th, a new pattern sets up. As the sun sets on the North Pole, a new weather pattern starts to emerge. It's different every year. So what we'll do is we will look at the weather charts right around between the 4th and the 6th. We'll lock in that pattern. We'll wait for that same pattern to come back around. Each year is different. It could be 30 days. It could be 45 days. This year was 63 days. So 63 days after October 4th, 5th, right in that time frame, that same cycle came back. Bam. The LRC is set now for the rest of the year. We can then say...
Meaning you're setting your calendar to weather.
Yes. So in 63 days, everything will move in a 63-day cycle. So let's say we had severe weather on day 63. We know 63 days later, that same pattern will come around and give us another round of severe weather or snow, depending on the season. We've predicted... The LRC has predicted last year... For hurricane season, it predicted five of the six hurricanes that hit the Gulf Coast within a day of striking and within 50 miles, 6 months in advance that was predicted.
How do you see this impacting agriculture, our farmers and ranchers?
Well, it will really help in terms of drought. If we know that the growing season is going to have drought conditions, farmers can prepare a good 4 or 5 months in advance. If we know it's going to be a wet season, we can let the agriculture community know these areas are expected to be wetter than normal, and that's exactly what we had set up in late fall last year. We had very heavy rains in the northern plains, so we knew that same cycle was going to repeat through the winter, through the next spring, and into the summer and fall season as well. So and it has panned out. We had a late planting season throughout much of the northern plains due to the wet conditions because we knew it was going to be wet. So if we can let the agriculture community know, hey, it's going to be a wet spring, probably going to end up planting a little bit late, which is exactly what happened this year.
How much has this changed what you used to do before there was an LRC in the way of forecast?
Oh, just, it's amazing. Before we used to, any long-range model, our long-range models will go out roughly 2 weeks. And the accuracy rate after 7 days drops well below 50%. So you can give a general, well, it might be cold, it might be hot, using the long-range models. Again, they're not very accurate after 7 days. With the LRC and knowing when these cycles are going to come back through your area, we can accurately predict 70 to 80% 6 months in advance.
Well, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's not 100%, but no, and that's pretty good.
From a standpoint of where on the map this stuff is going to hit, how much ebb and flow is there?
In terms of...
You know, in other words, hey, it's going to hit Bismarck, Mandan. It's going to hit Fargo, Moorhead. It's going to hit, Sioux Falls.
There, we give a general area, and we can. It's not exact in terms of okay. This is going to hit Bismarck. We know it'll hit in that general area, but to define it down to a certain city or a certain county, will it get there? I do believe so. There's more research, more being put into the LRC computer model. So over the years, this is going to get even better.
So Gary Lisak's a friend of yours.
Yes.
He's a meteorologist for Kansas City?
He's down in Kansas City, yes. And he's retiring from TV after 30-plus years in the business. He's retiring from TV. He said he wants to put all of his focus, all of his energy into the LRC.
Wow. And are other meteorologists like you all across the country are saying start to pay attention now?
They're starting. But it's once you get set in your ways and you get set into, well, we were never taught this in meteorology school. We weren't. And they didn't teach the LRC. There's a lot of people that are... Oh, this can't be. No way. No way can this work. And I was one of them. I was a skeptic at first. And after following Gary, reading his papers, he's published many papers on the LRC. There's no disputing it. I mean, it is an accurate way to forecast long term. And the testimonials that he has and the people that use this now, it's growing. It's growing. Like Gary said, hey, you know, people didn't believe in the wheel when it was first invented.
Good analogy.
But look at it now. And this is going to be the next greatest tool for forecasting weather long term.
So there's more and more buy-in from more and more people all the time.
There is. Yeah, people are noticing it. They're noticing the accuracy of it. And they're buying in on this now, you know.
How did he discover it?
So he started his career in Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City gets some winter storms, but not many. And he noticed that it was early December, and they had a really bad ice storm come through Oklahoma City. Which, you know, not out of the ordinary. But he noticed 45 days later, that same ice storm came through Oklahoma City. And he said, well, so he went back and he looked at the upper air charts and the weather maps, and he's like, wow, that's almost an exact same pattern that it was 45 days ago. And after that, he noticed 45 days later, we're in the spring, it produced severe weather. Instead of an ice storm, it produced severe weather. But then he's like, so this is a 45-day cycle. We can, and he noticed every 45 days, that storm would roll through the general area. It didn't always hit Oklahoma City, but it rolled through that general area. And that's when he started putting two and two together. And he's, like I said, he's written papers on it. So that's how he stumbled across it early in his meteorology career. And we have the LRC to its day.
That's phenomenal.
It is amazing. It really is.
Texture says, without mentioning names, do the head meteorologists in this area buy into this? You're obviously our chief meteorologist for What's on Your Mind, WDOI, the flag. Any others in the area that subscribe to it?
Not that I'm aware of. I've talked to a few in town, and they said, well, you know, we've heard of it, but that can't be right.
The skepticism.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, because that gives us an upper leg on it.
Very good point. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, if you have a question or comment for me, you'll stick around here. And we'll tell you how you can follow this as well and subscribe to it and keep track of things for your business, your industry, and even your farm or ranch. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutsman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Past past the hour live in Baltic, South Dakota for Egg PhD Field Day, and the crowd is swelling now. I don't know how many people are out here, but literally we're not far from the original Hefty Farm, and this is obviously a plot of land, pretty amazing. They're getting ready in just a little bit to, of course, have the Star Spangled Banner and this flyover. Brian and Darren Hefty are kind of in the middle of the crowd getting ready to announce all this, so we'll be able to take a little bit of that live for you today from the Egg PhD Field Day, and still plenty of time to join us if you're in the neighborhood. It goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon, and there's guided tours of the research plots that are happening here. There's learning sessions that are happening here. There's all kinds of field demos. I mean, they start working on Field Day the day after Field Day ends for this year, for next year. If you saw some of these plots, you would understand why. It's pretty phenomenal. Finishing up our chat with Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, a little bit about this buzz and phenom in weather forecasting known as the LRC. This is important stuff to a lot of people, Dean. I mean, obviously, the farmers and ranchers in our listening audience. There's the energy industry. I mean, you can shut down the energy industry on a dime, oil and gas development from a weather situation. But obviously, we all care about it. But talk about some of the tools that are available to people to follow this.
Yeah. So if you're interested in learning more about the LRC or signing up for the LRC, Gary is running a special rate for this event here today, and just visit www.weather2020.substack.com. That's weather2020.substack.com, and Gary will, and this is going to be even better once Gary retires, because he's going to be giving probably right now.
You mean that in a good way?
Yes. Yes. That he will be giving 100% of his time now to the LRC, which means right now he gives usually monthly updates. He'll be giving weekly or biweekly updates. He can, he's got a lot of farmers that have already signed up from North Dakota, Minnesota. He can give you personalized forecasts for your county. So he's going to be narrowing this down and making it easy for the agriculture community. So, yeah, if you're interested, again, that's weather2020.substack.com.
All right. One more time. weather2020.substack.com.
That's right. Just log on to that, and there's a free version as well. But if you want, you know, your own personalized forecast and break it down for your county, your farm, Gary's able to do that using the LRC. I'll give you a heads up. September 5th and September 15th, within a day or two of that, we're expecting two severe weather outbreaks in the northern plains. It looks like it's going to favor the eastern Dakotas into Minnesota. That's the way it looks now. So mark those 2 days on your calendar, right around September 5th, and then again right around September 15th.
And when you say severe weather September, are we talking rain event?
Rain, hail, hail, high winds, because 65 days prior to that, we had a severe weather outbreak.
Just don't mention snow in September.
No. And here's the good news. So using the LRC, and we were looking at this last week, we were worried that we would have an early freeze. Obviously, we had late planting, so the last thing we want is an early freeze. We saw temperatures into the upper 30s in September. Don't see a hard freeze until sometime either early to mid-October.
Fantastic. Dean, thanks for doing this. Appreciate the update on it, and we'll continue to follow it very closely.
You bet.
All right. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist. So time to ring the cowbell. We're going to meet somebody else from the Ag PhD Field Day right here, and right next to us, the folks from Hefty are walking through and doing some demonstrations on what they're having. Darren Hefty right next to us now. Look at this crowd. Look at this crowd. Wow, that's fantastic. It is, it's fun to see all these folks here. You can see probably all 10,000 of them right around our tent right now, as a matter of fact. Reed Abbott is here. Reed is the regional sales agronomist for the Great Plains for Agro Liquid. How are you, Reed?
Doing just fine. Scott, how are you doing today?
What's the best part of Field Day?
Oh, the weather. I'm from Texas, and this is glorious, I can tell you. We're a great break from the 100 degrees we got down south.
A little humid down that part, right?
A little humid, a little hot, and need a lot of rain. Y'all are... This is greener than I've seen it in months. So.
We've all been saying our prayers because this day couldn't have been any better weather-wise.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we got a little rain even last night.
Yeah, so a little rain last night, a little breeze today, but the sun sun is shining, and it's definitely exciting for sure. Tell me about AgroLiquid.
Sure. So we're a company based out of Michigan, but we've got independent retail partners spread all throughout the United States, and here in the Dakotas especially. We partnered with Hefty. We're an all-liquid fertilizer company. We have a special technology that we use to not only protect our nutrients while they're in the soil, but also enhance that uptake of that nutrient into the plant. So we found through our research all across the country that we get a very good response when you're comparing that to conventionals, and we've got all kinds of research data on our website at agroliquid.com.
So you're talking about liquid and you're talking about technology. Put those two together for me.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's liquid and dry fertilizer, out there on the market, conventionals. Where our liquid is different is we have a flavanol polymer technology, which is actually a plant-derived technology where we're helping to keep that nutrient in an available form, keep it from tying up in the soil or leaching in the soil or volatilizing out of the soil, and that allows that plant a fair chance at getting that nutrient and taking it in, where a lot of your conventionals, there's a lot of loss factors that can affect that nutrient's availability before it gets in the plants.
What's the ROI for growers? What do you hear most from them about that?
Well, I mean, we've got great customer retention and hear about our ROI all the time. We do quite a bit of research, as I said. We've got a 900-acre research farm up in Michigan, plus many contract research sites across the United States. One of the things that we look at is win rates on all of our products, where we're taking the results of those trials, not only tying in what the yield win rate is, but tying in that economic. What's the cost of the product? What's that return at the end of the year? And seeing what those ROIs are, and what percent chance does a guy have of getting that return? So, you know, hey, if I can tell you that we can utilize this product and get a 70% chance of getting a positive ROI, that makes that decision a lot easier for that grower.
And folks can head to Hefty and find out more.
Hefty, and our website is www.agroliquid.com. A lot of that research that I was talking about is on there.
It's Agro, by the way.
AgroLiquid.
Yeah, AgroLiquid.
Yep, and we've got all of our product information, our dealer locations on there, as well as our research information.
What do you have at field day?
We've got a big display down there. We've got several speakers that are talking in our featured tent down there today. Guys can see our products showcased in many different cropping systems. We've got several people down there. I think I've counted 18 or 20 of us walking around the booth answering folks' questions. So we've got a lot of resources, a lot of attention out here. We're really, really excited about it.
That's the beauty of AgPHC Field Day, isn't it? You just get the great conversations.
Yes, definitely. And this has grown so much. So many different vendors out here, lots of different things to see. I think it's a great learning opportunity.
Still plenty of time to join us if you're in the neighborhood. They go till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Baltic, South Dakota, the Hefty AgPHC Field Day. Gosh, it's fun to see so many of our listeners up and down the Red River Valley and all around. There's a team that's came in from Pipers, for crying out loud. Pipers is in the house, see? Oh, we're having a blast. Reed Abbott from AgroLiquid. Thanks, Reed.
Thank you, Scott.
When we come back, we're going to talk with the folks from Hefty Naturals. Bioscience. Is that snake oil? We'll talk about it next. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is going to play a role in the midterm elections. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree.
You did there, Todd. I love it. We're having a grand old day today. They just did the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, and you could have heard a pin drop everywhere here. Pretty amazing. They have a air show that's going to start here momentarily, so you might hear a little bit of that from the Vanguard Squadron aerial show. And then they open up lunch, and somewhere around here is the Shark Farmer. Maybe we can catch up with him before we're done today, but just so much going on. This goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're brought to you today on our special broadcast by Hefty Naturals. And Matt Thompson is the brand manager for Hefty Naturals, joins us today to talk a little bit about this. First of all, thanks for the sponsorship. We appreciate you very much, Matt. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, sir. How are you?
I'm going to put you on that microphone instead. I don't know. We ended up with the wrong headset, but I'll ask you again. Matt, how are you?
Hey, I can actually hear you this time.
There you go. Now we can do it.
Wow, I bet every single person you've interviewed today probably said something about how beautiful this weather is.
How can you not?
I mean, my goodness.
It's just incredible.
It's fantastic. So in about 15 minutes, you're going to see the fastest food line in record history, and us feeding 10,000 people in about 20 minutes.
Nothing would surprise me, Matt, because everything about this day is perfect. It's like total precision, you know? It's incredible. I mean, and obviously this takes a lot of work and a lot of people, but how do you do it?
Yeah, so we have a team of about 100 people, it seems like, that works on this, and we have a post-field day meeting first thing tomorrow morning that we talk about the things that went right, the things that went wrong, and here we go again. So, I mean, this is a 365-day event for us, and, you know, we tell everybody the reason why this is a one-day show as opposed to all the other farm shows across the country being longer than that is we want the best of the best from the best, and you can only get that one day.
Yeah, well, that's pretty amazing. I mean, even the parking, you know, I mean, the precision that goes into the parking, and there's a lot for Ubers, you know, and Lyfts in one spot, and you're directed right into a row, and it's just, it's hard to describe, I guess, if you've not been here before. You just got to make it a point to get here at some point and take it all in, because it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, and the cool thing for me is this being a one-day show, you know, Bayer brings in their absolute top people. So I heard that the top people from Bayer are here today. FMC, my former company that I used to work for before I came on board with Hefty, they're top marketing people. They're national sales managers here today. So, you know, you're getting the top talent, in my mind, from a lot of these companies.
And the growers that are here in the Hefty Natural Zone with us today that you're having conversations with are really these are business people.
That's right.
These are pioneers in a 21st century kind of way. I mean, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we try to create spaces here where today is our mind is an educational event. So we're not here to sell things. We're not here to try to tell people to buy something. We want to educate them. We want them to understand how to use a product, when to use a product, and, you know, specifically to the naturals market or the biostimulants, microbes, things that are represented under the naturals brand. This is kind of a newer space, right? So we got to make sure everybody's comfortable with what they're doing, because the last thing we want to do is have a bad experience 1 year and then they never want to try those products moving forward.
Speaking of Hefty Naturals and what you do there, some people would say biologicals are the boogeyman. They're
right.
Snake oil. Why? What do you say to that?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think that products that are in this space, or if they're used incorrectly, or, you know, simple things like a microbe, right? It's a living organism. If you're on a farm that's connected to a rural water system, that rural water system's got chlorine in it. What do we expect is going to happen if we take chlorine and put a living organism into it? Those are the little questions that we don't ask ourselves when we play with this technology. And if we don't see a yield benefit, or we don't see a crop health benefit with these products, we assume the products just didn't work. But what if we killed them with our water source before we even got them to the field? You know, so it's a lot of things around education, and it's a lot of things about proper use. I mean, for us within the Naturals portfolio, only a handful of products are living in nature. We've got plant growth hormones, we have fulvic acids, we have amino acids. So there's so many other things that we can work with that we don't have to worry about keeping something particularly alive.
And so the key is the knowledge.
That's right.
That's really what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I feel like what we've created within the Naturals portfolio is all these products, all these biostimulants you can find anywhere. Anybody's got them. Anybody's selling things today. But what you have under the Hefty Naturals umbrella is those people underneath that tent today are the industry experts, right? They're, you know, CH Biotech that provides MegaGrow Inertia and Weather King for us. They're based out of Taiwan. They are the industry experts for plant growth hormones. So that's kind of the benefit of the show today, that if you've ever had any questions about plant growth hormones, our guy is here.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of a field day, again, is that level of expertise is here, and those conversations aren't, you know, what kind of antique tractor do you have?
That's right. Well, we do have antique tractors here.
Well, of course you do, but, I mean, it's the next generation, isn't it?
And the cool thing for me is, as you look across the crowd here, look how many kids are here.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's a family atmosphere. We've tried really, really hard to create that as the air show goes on above us right now. You see multiple generations here. You see this become a family event where it's everybody's included.
No, you're right. It's wonderful. What else do you want folks to know about Hefty Naturals?
Yeah, just, you know, if you've ever had questions, if you've ever had skepticism, you can come to us and ask us the questions. We feel like we're the experts in the business. Specifically for information, if people go to heftyseed.com/naturals, all of our information is on there, all the products that we work with directly. There's a million products in the marketplace, and we don't work with every one of them. But the products that are underneath our umbrella are products that we feel are most proven and genuine in the market.
And, where's this going? How is a year from now going to be different than it is today and 2 years from now? Talk about the role this will play in modern agriculture.
Yeah, so at 12:05, we get to do a moderation session here with Corteva, Sound Ag, and TJ Biotechnology, three completely different technologies coming into the nitrogen reduction market. So, you know, you've seen a lot of investment in a lot of spaces specifically around how can we reduce inputs, how can we reduce specifically nitrogen. And, you know, the question becomes is what technology is going to win out. And I think that over the course of the next 24 months, you're going to start to see more of these companies come into play that things are going to work in their benefit.
You know, I equated that to a football field. And, you know, most of us see a field as 100 yards. You know, a first down is 10 yards.
Right.
It's not 8 yards, it's 10 yards. Right. You can't make the field 80 yards, it's 100 yards. And those rules are really being set by other people that we're not in a position to change. No. So it's either adapt to them and beat them at their own game, right, or modern agriculture doesn't exist. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, the scary thing is we're still dealing with, you know, you look at the herbicide market, right? We're still talking about an Enlist or an Xtend type product for soybeans. Those technologies were created in the 50s. Right? Those herbicides were developed in the 50s, and, you know, people are comfortable with that because that's what they've been educated and that's what their family has told them to do, and this space here is new. You know, Pattern Ag, which is just down the way here, they're a soil DNA company. They tell us 96% of the DNA in the soil is unmapped. Think about that.
Say that one more time.
96% of the soil is unmapped and not completely understood from a DNA perspective. So
imagine what's available to us.
You're talking about the United States that raises 300-plus million acres of high-value crops across the country, and we think dirt is dirt. It's the same saying that we say in Hefty Naturals, where growers assume water is just water. It's our carrier for spray volume, and that's just not the case.
Fascinating. Well, find us at the Hefty Naturals Zone. You got a whole, you got the plots out here. You really can't miss the Hefty Naturals Zone, and we're in the tent right in the corner. But right along Plod Row, you'll find us. Trust me, right?
Scott, this has been fun.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much, Matt. Good talking to you. The brand manager for Hefty Naturals, our fine sponsor for our broadcast from Ag PhD Field Day. Appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. You know what that means? We get to meet some other folks here. That's right. And they have red iron on their right there. So how about that? Come on over here and say hello. When the cowbell rings, we're going to talk to more people. I have people actually looking at me from when I ring the cowbell rather than look at the sky, because most folks can hear that, Todd. Yeah, they're cruising on by. The air show is on, as a matter of fact. It's great. Kendall Quandall is with us. Case IH AFS Marketing Manager. How are you, Kendall?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Are you having fun?
I am.
So
beautiful
much so
day.
You left the air show to talk to us on the radio. We feel special.
I did.
Yeah. What are you doing at Field Day?
So today we've got quite a lot at our Case IH booth. We have, in particular for AFS, we have a demonstration of our AFS Connect product, as well as a seat and armrest directly out of our new machines, so you can sit down and really see and experience what you would in a cab.
I saw that. It's almost like virtual reality, but it's actually reality. You sit
right
in the actual chair.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. What edge does that give growers?
So being able to see across the entire screen everything that's happening with your tractor, your data, and whatever implement, whatever action you're taking at the same time is becoming more and more important to make decisions on the go. We can't wait. We can't afford to wait until after the season's over to make changes for next year. We need to make changes immediately as we get feedback from the field.
So in addition to being really cool, it's giving you an edge in so many areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How is it different than anything that's out there now?
So everybody kind of takes their own little spin from across the precision industry. Everybody's got a different approach to what they're doing. So ours is just a very customer-centric, grower-centric approach, making sure that they can customize what they're looking at, and when they see it is one of our big focuses.
And Case IH equipment only, or is it across platforms?
So today, that brand new display in that seat that you sat in, that is exclusive to the AFS Connect vehicle series. So our Magnums, Steigers, Optums, and 50 Series Patriots.
Some of those North Dakota made.
Absolutely.
Yes, right there in beautiful Fargo, North Dakota, the Case IH plant.
Yep.
Anything else you want to tell folks about coming to Field Day and what they'll see?
We've got equipment across the board on our booth today. We have the new 2150S Early Riser Planter.
Heard about that yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got our 550T disc grill also on the lot, as well as a full assortment from our tractor platform.
It's worth the drive, in other words.
Absolutely. We hope to see you.
Yeah, fascinating. Very much. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Kendall Quandall, AFS Marketing Manager for Case IH. And they got the displays going right here. Thank you, Kendall.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. All right, fellas, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more. Gosh, Todd, where did this show go? One segment left. Busy show at Field Day. 2022 for Ag PhD, brought to you by Hefty Naturals today. Scott Hinton live on location in Baltic, South Dakota. The air show is underway right now. Probably hear that buzzing away in the background. More after this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mine is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Now, before you tell me, yeah, I know, Buick GMC, yep, all the new ones, but a whole bunch of the used vehicles as well, pre-owned, go to SchwannBuickGMC.com, go down to Lifetime Warranty Vehicles. There's a Ram 1500, there's a Toyota Tacoma, there's some F-150s, Ford Edge, Subaru Forester. So if you're thinking you're not a Buick and GMC fan, which blows my mind anyone would be, you can still find some at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're going to go on a little tour, Todd. You see the second button there, not the first button, but we're going to go on the second button. You see that one?
Tom Wood.
Yes, Tom Wood. He's going to actually take me on a tour here. Listen in, folks. You're going to love this. We're at Field Day. Ag PhD Field Day. It's legendary in these parts in the middle of a field in Baltic, South Dakota with Tom Wood, President and CEO of Beltsam Crop Protection. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Scott. We really appreciate being here at the Ag PhD Field Day.
Second year here and a good chance to talk with the growers. What are they buzzing about?
Well, they're always buzzing about resistant weeds and what we can do to help them out. So this year we're exhibiting Tough and Tougher. Both are very good on corn. Tough is our first product that we launched. It's our proprietary product. Mixes well with HPPD chemistries. We say it synergizes with HPPD chemistries. If you're struggling with resistant weeds, add Tough, and it takes your control almost up to 100% and many times 100%. We also have it exhibited on chickpeas and mint. So mint growers and chickpea growers in the Pacific Northwest and the Midwest don't have much products for post applications, so Tough is a good solution for that. And Tougher combines it's a dual mode of action. It combines the strength of mesotrione and pyridate to bring a complete control for corn.
And we don't have to take your word for it, this work, and we can look at it right here, can we? Tell us what you're most impressed about here.
So we see this all the time. We've seen it in our university trials. So we see consistent control every time. This is Tougher, so this is mesotrione and Tough, and you can see the synergy. There are no broadleaf weeds in here, and the weed that they're controlling here, which is a really tough, resistant weed, is water hemp. And I look back here, there's no water hemp. So it's done a fine job, and you can look around on some of the plots here where they have a control check, and you can see the water hemp can be up to this high. We have one over here, you can see it. Tough's really doing a nice job for our customers this year, and it's being used throughout the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest.
Tell us a little bit about the secret sauce behind it. How have you developed this?
This is a technology that we acquired many years ago. We brought it in for Europe, as Europe's reducing the amount of conventional chemistries that farmers can use. And as we were growing, we expanded globally, and we saw an opportunity for Tough as resistant weeds like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, lamb's quarter was starting to really be pretty tough on HPPD chemistries and a few others too. Throwing in Tough into those mixtures has really done well and provides another tool for growers to address those types of issues.
Tell me a little bit about the feedback you get. I know, obviously, everybody's concerned about this space right now for sure, but specific things that stick with you about customers that are very impressed.
That's the word they use, Scott. We've taken some growers out to the field, and some remember Tough from years ago where it was used solo. They haven't seen it in the way we position it now, and some haven't seen it at all. And they go, and they look, and they'll look at a field like this, and the response is, impressive. Where can I buy it?
It's a good word. When they're saying that about your products, you're doing well. You mentioned a couple other plots there. Just talk a little bit about how those have performed.
So on if you come to our plot, on the front, on our left here is chickpeas. On the right is mint. So chickpeas and mint, if the pre-emergent herbicides aren't working so well, putting Tough in your post-emergent program will clean up your field pretty good. Where we've seen good results, particularly in the Pacific Northwest and in some places in the Midwest, but it's really large in the Pacific Northwest, is it kills the kochia, it kills the lamb quarter, 16 to 24 ounces, and it does a real nice job. And when you're a grower and you don't have too many options to kill your weeds, sometimes it's a decision between do I have a crop or do I not have a crop? And that's where the power of Tough comes in for those two particular crops.
What else do you want the folks at Field Day to know? And for those watching the CanMag Field Day, what should they know about Beltsam Crop Protection?
Well, Beltsam Crop Protection is a global company where we were established in Europe, expanding to the Americas and into Asia and Africa. North America is a a core place for us to grow our business. We're bringing new innovation to the United States, new tools for growers to use to address their issues. We are about a $750 million company, so not small, but the right size to really focus on your needs, good customer service. And if you come and see the first product that we launched in the United States, you will be impressed too.
And I understand the Hefty Brothers are customers and fans, huh?
I'd like to think that they're fans. I like being on their show also. But yes, I think they like Tough, and they're really waiting for Tougher. They think that's a good dual mode of action to address grower needs.
All right, enjoy field day. Thanks for the update, Tom.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate the time.
Belgium Crop Protection. That is a wrap from Field Day. Back in the studio tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer in a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall and much more. Join us. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.